We can't go into executive session because we don't have a quorum.
So I actually did a little bit of research on this topic due to our other issue. And I learned that although 100% of the time I am used to seeing boards do a motion, we're okay. It's okay because we noticed it.
Okay.
So you
can we have a quorum now.
But we're good.
Moot point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job stalling.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Okay. Since we are.
It's 401. Calm down.
Since we are recording right now, I will go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is the Lane Transit District Board of Directors special meeting. It's Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, 4 p.m. We'll do a quick roll call. Caitlin Vargas, we got to hear her. Joshua here. Scove.
Here.
Don Norden.
Here.
Hey, Don. Steven Yet.
Here.
Great. And I don't see Emily on this, but so we'll just mark her absent for now. Hopefully she'll join us later. So at this point, I would love for someone to, I would entertain a motion to move into an executive session.
So moved.
Actually, could you read that one, Josh?
Oh, gosh. No, I had to restart and I don't have the PDF in front of me. Oh. Somebody else back me up here.
If nobody else has it, I'll say it and someone can say so moved. How about if I just read it? I'll say,
Do it.
Do you have it?
No. I was going to say, read it and I'll say so moved.
I move that the board meet an executive non-public session pursuant to ORS 192.6602E to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to negotiate real property transactions.
So moved.
Joshua Scove has moved. I'll second. Has moved it. Was there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Don. Don Norden seconds. All those in favor, roll call vote. We'll start with Caitlin.
Aye.
Josh Scove.
Aye.
Don Norden.
Aye.
Steven Yet.
Aye.
Emily Secord. I think I just saw her, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, there she is. Hi, Emily. Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Great. And I, Carl Yeh, vote aye. So motion approved. And so we're going to go ahead and move to executive session. And actually, who is presenting on that? Is it Pat?
So, Joe, do you want to take the lead or would you like me to update? I don't know how much information the board has, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure. I wasn't sure if AJ or if Mark were going to.
I see Mark on here, so.
Provide a preamble or not, but for the most part, we want to give Kristen an opportunity to just talk to the board about our authority as it is in regard to real estate and kind of review again what we talked about at the last executive session and what the intent is of the motion we'll ask in the open session tonight. And just to answer any questions in regards to that, just because there has been some dialogue in the community in terms of surprise that we were going to put the property up potentially for sale, but this is really the first step in any kind of process that we do going forward. But Kristen, did you want to?
Yeah, sure. So and yeah, I'll just expand. You know, it's my understanding LTD has received comment. I've seen some of it. I don't know if I've seen all of it from the community. Some of you are nodding your head, so you might be aware of this. So we didn't want you to be caught off guard tonight. Anytime LTD has a piece of real property that you intend to transfer or to sell or just basically to no longer own, the first step in the process is always declaring it surplus, okay? So if you're gonna sell it at market value to a private third party, you have to declare it surplus. If you're gonna transfer it to the city to build a park, you have to declare it surplus. Okay. So the wording that the surplus statute uses is no longer needed for public use. Okay. That is in the statute about declaring surplus. And some people in the community have really hooked onto that language and saying like, hey, we want it to be used for public purpose. Well, what's important is that LTD is a special district, a mass transit district. So what you're saying for this is, we no longer need it for mass transit purposes, okay? And so we have to declare it surplus. That will allow us to, you know, whatever the board's desire is, start the conversation to, you know, have another agency purchase it or to sell it. So this is, you know, just this is the beginning of that process. It doesn't require you to sell it. It's just you have to show that it's no longer needed for mass transit purposes in order to start that conversation. So I just wanted you all to be aware of that background.
Oh, Krista, thank you for explaining that, because I think now I see why there was such the sentiment that I was receiving. I was looking at that, it's like, because Don, I thought, did a good job of summarizing what I thought was the situation to that one. I can't remember who it was that Don responded to. So I was like, I was confused as to why there was such this vociferous discontent with what LTD was doing.
And so, you know, I don't know to what extent in many prior years LTD communicated or not that this property, you know, would be a park or, you know, would be something other than sold for commercial use. And so it is possible that 5 years ago, LTD communicated that. I just don't know. And so that is what the community is saying. And, right. You know, that's, I expect what you'll hear tonight.
Yeah, well, it definitely looks like it's some questions. So Josh, go ahead.
Thank you. Kristen, I think you're right that maybe there was a way for us to be a little clearer. I'm sort of extrapolating what you said, but maybe a little clearer that this is the necessary first step, regardless of what direction we're ultimately heading. I will say, though, there's a little more to it than what was just described. Actually, LTD has had conversations for years with a number of community partners, I mean, really from with the neighborhood associations involved and with the city of Eugene, and what and apparently like the agency has been non-responsive recently. And I heard from a bunch of people who were closer to those conversations over time who said, wait a second, we're not really hearing back that there is going to be, I mean, hearing back explicitly. I realize this is not precluded by declaring it surplus, but various folks in the community are not hearing back explicitly that LTD is going to have a conversation with us about, devoting this potentially to some public purpose, like I don't know if it's like a right of first refusal sale of some sort with the city, whatever it is. So I think the reason that people kind of mobilized and the reason they were so angsty about it is that I think that there was some breakdown in communication. I am characterizing it vaguely like that because I don't know all of the details beyond that, but that's what I've heard from a number of people. And so I want us to sort of know that that is the context as a bunch of other people in the community understand it.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't have any of that information. Just for like legal frame of reference, I would say, you know, LTD doesn't have the power to dedicate it as a park. Just so you all are aware of that, you know, you only have the enumerated powers of a mass transit district. So, you know, you could choose to give or transfer it to the city, who can then choose to do those things. But LTD can't, you know, you shouldn't restrict the property to only be a park. That's beyond your power. And so it is a discussion for the board, you know, at a later date, I guess, what you want to have happen with this property, given the community input that you've received, you know, given that it's the value of the property. So, you know, if you want to have that conversation at a later date on a policy level, you could do that. You know, it's $2.8 million. I believe the city doesn't intend to pay for it if you were to, you know, transfer it to the city.
I don't actually think that's necessarily true, Kristen.
And it might not be. I have very little information. So yeah. I just want to make sure that we don't represent anything publicly that like we have the power to designate it as a park. Really, it would be that like LTD can talk to the city about it. And that door remains open and still with the resolution and the step that door is open.
I have Stephen next.
Thanks, Carl. And good evening to everybody. I think there's a couple issues here, and keying off of what Kristen just said and Josh, I don't think anyone here is saying that we should give it to the city or make it a park or make it anything. I think the issue here is just communication. What I've heard loud and clear is a lot of people in the Santa Clara neighborhood feel that they did not have the communication from us, LTD writ large, that they would like. I don't know if they're right. I don't know if they're wrong, but I do know that's what they feel, and that's what they are telling us loud and clear. So I think for us, our job and my recommendation, I'll jump to my point, is simply we should pause and just communicate to the Santa Clara folks and then and anyone else who cares about this, that we do want to listen to what the Santa Clara neighborhood wants. And we're open to a discussion, and I'm not committing ourselves to anything except listening and then hopefully crafting some sort of arrangement that may please the Santa Clara neighborhood, but we might never be able to please them. If they want it given for a dollar by LTD, sorry, we can't do that. But I want to listen to them, and maybe there's a way to craft some sort of solution that honors our obligation to LTD and all taxpayers in Lane County, that the maximized value for this piece of dirt that also hopefully is in alignment with what the Santa Clara neighborhood wants.
Thanks, Stephen. I want to sneak in, and I don't know, Josh, did you want to have another comment?
I do, but go ahead, please, Carl.
Oh, thank you. I had a kind of an unconventional idea. I'm wondering, because I'm anticipating that there will be people who will speak to this at tonight's meeting. And I'm curious what other people think about what if we were to do the property disposal before the public comment in a way to hopefully that would educate some of the people and then not necessarily change their minds about testifying, but maybe make the testimony more accurate in some ways. But I've never seen that happen in a board meeting before, and I'm not sure that is necessarily the best way, but it's an idea that popped in my head. I'll open that out. Yeah, go ahead. Is it Josh? Okay, I put you.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Emily.
Yeah, sure. Emily, go ahead.
Well, I sort of like where Stephen landed and Carl, where you've landed. I feel like River Road Neighborhood Organization is very open to being communicated with, and they're not a nemesis by any means. So I feel like if we can get some education out there in advance and show that we're open to listening and that no decision has been made, I think that would go a long way with sort of bridging that conversation. So I'm on board with that. And I don't feel like we're in any rush unless there's offers on the table that I'm not aware of.
No, we can't market it until it's declared surplus. So there's no pending sale.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Thanks,
Mark. Showing us Mark Johnson only for technical issues.
Oh, okay. That's AJ. Okay. Hi, AJ. Go ahead, AJ.
Yeah, sorry. I think it would be appropriate to pause this and maybe in the beginning, instead of you know, typically the board adds items to the agenda or makes modifications, is that you remove it from this. Because I do think that some communication happened that maybe LTD we were not aware of. I know that I personally have met one-on-one with many community members. I know Pat Walsh and other city or other staff have also, and we've also met just recently before any of this came to the board of directors. Many of you may remember this was an executive session to you all in September. We would not have come to you had we not had already conversations about this. So I know I've had multiple conversations with the city. Pat Walsh had a couple of conversations and Tom Schwitz had a few conversations. So all of that was considered prior to ever bringing it to you as an executive session. So there's another conversation that must have happened and we were not included in it. And I think there was expectations or misunderstandings. And because we were not involved in any of that, I think it's led the community to maybe feel that we're doing something different than our original communication. So I do think it's appropriate to hold on and find out what that was all about. Pat is in out of the country and he has been leading this communication And I think he's done a good job, but I think he's not even in the loop as to what happened and why did people feel something else was happening. So that would be my recommendation.
Thanks, AJ. I think we have Don next.
Yes, I actually, this is executive session, so I just want to say also, I spoke with Gary Wildish, who's a member of that committee, and he did ask not to be referenced in public communication, so I just wanted to make that clear first. But in my discussion with him, he said he'd had, you know, a lot of effort to try to describe the process. And, you know, he had a lot of experience with this and understands the statutes and stuff. It's, well, I've had these discussions with other groups too. You know, you get a few people who have an interpretation, and then a lot of people grab onto that. There was a lot of discussion for many years. I mean, before the property was available, and then LTD got it and then applied for the you know, the Connect Oregon grant that eventually got us $3 million. And so they had to approach the neighborhood people to get support for that purchase and the grant. And so now they're feeling like, well, there's a payback for that. And maybe there is. And I have no idea what LTD staff had said, you know, 5 years ago or 3 years ago even. You know, I think we can just go by and, well, go back to what Kristen was saying earlier, just explain the statute to them and what Joe was saying, that this is the first step that's necessary. And I don't think we need to be, you know, apologetic about it at all. It's just this process by which public property is disposed of. And so we just need to give that communication to them. I don't think the board should be ashamed to discuss that or explain it. I mean, have our staff people, Kristen and Joe, can do that very well, and we can just affirm that. Now, as I was reading the material before, it seemed like there was an opportunity to say the property could be disposed of or declared surplus and disposed of by the general manager, or there was an opportunity that the property could be disposed of by the board. And I thought, well, there's an opportunity there to diffuse it perhaps, but you know, that's a more involved conversation, but just perhaps it could land back in the board's bailiwick, and then we could then later determined to give it to the general manager, or perhaps open negotiations with the city of Eugene or Lane County or neighborhood associations or whatever developer might come up and say they have a process that everybody else could buy into. Anyway, those are my comments. I don't need to go
Thanks, on Don. Further. I just want to know, we are a little bit behind schedule, but it sounds like I think we probably want to spend a few more minutes on this. So I'm going to go with Josh, and then I'm going to propose a way for us to wrap it up. Go ahead, Josh.
Great. Thank you, Carl. So AJ, it's helpful to hear that there were conversations that you and Pat and Tom had with various folks at the city. Could you, I mean, just that sounds like important context here. Could you just briefly give us a sense of what because we didn't talk about any of that in the September executive session. We were very focused on sort of moving ahead toward a sale. We didn't really talk about any partnership with jurisdictions or the neighborhood or anything. Can you just give us a sense of what was in those conversations?
Absolutely. And what happened was the city, I think Jenny Bro talked to Tom and Pat Walsh a few times about potentially making a piece of it a park. And we definitely said we could not do that on our end. They talked about parceling it out. And what we're looking at is to actually dispose of the entire piece. And we're trying to make it as marketable as possible and doing a bunch of sectioning off. And we don't want to be, we communicated, we don't really want to be in all those minor details of the parcel. Like, it gets us back into that PUD and community involvement. And we really don't control that. We feel the bigger opportunity is to dispose of it in its entirety, the 5 acres. That makes it most attractive. And the city controls that PUD. So we did tell them about that. And they were like, well, what about, you know, why aren't you guys considering some open spaces or park, a farmer's market? And we said, we would not know how to manage any of that. The development, the management of it. I mean, this would turn into a nightmare in that community. We said we were not interested in that. Then Matt Roberts and Terry, what is her name? Terry Harding reached out to me about temporary housing or LTD working with the city about some housing. And they wanted to talk to me about all LTD properties, the one that's adjacent to the Right Source Center, the River Road Station that we're going to vacate, and the Hunsaker one as well. And once again, I went through each one of them and said, we are going to take something to our board to declare the Hunsaker property surplus. That is a large piece of property. And for us to partner for temporary housing, the last time we tried that, it turned into a nightmare with that car camping. I said, we just can't do that again. The best bet for us on that piece of property is to dispose of the entire lot. So that's our plan for that. As far as the other opportunities, I did tell them there's some minor opportunities on the other ones. And they did not seem to flinch at all about the disposal of the 5 acres. So I felt pretty comfortable. However, I did subsequently Friday get an email late Friday from Sarah saying that nobody on her team knew that we were disposing of that property. And I reminded her that we've been in multiple conversations over the last 90 days about that very thing. So I was not quite sure. I followed up with Tiffany, Tom, and Pat, and they all said, we've been talking the whole time. It's hard to believe that they didn't think we would do it, but they didn't seem to have an issue with the big picture, didn't ask us to hold back, didn't talk about the timing being wrong. So we were caught off guard when they said they were surprised. So that's what I will tell you. I was caught by surprise that they were surprised. And Tom expressed the same, Pat Walsh, and so did Tiffany. So I will tell you, I did not think they would be surprised. And I also spoke to Gary Walsh, who of course asked not to be mentioned publicly. And he felt that that conversation had already happened to the community. I went on to our website, and our website on the facts show that we did a presentation to the community, and that our fact sheet actually say, what is LTD gonna do with the remainder? And this was all information that is given out to the residents. They also have an opportunity to sign up for newsletters and communications. And that's something that was set up to make sure that throughout this project, the community, we wanted them to be very engaged in the entire process and supported. I reached out to Margaret Thummel, that some of you may know, and she was surprised that people were surprised and actually agreed to host me and people at her home. Because she said, I can't believe that people are saying they did not know. And Margaret Thummel is someone that usually doesn't just stick up for government, but she was not surprised. So what I will tell you is, regardless of what the conversation is, I think we do also want to make sure the whatever the misunderstanding is, I think we as LTD staff should be in the loop of what happened, what went wrong, and what could we do better in the future.
Thanks, AJ. I want to get Caitlin in, and she might be able to wrap this up for us. Go ahead, Caitlin.
I'll make this quick. And just a little bit of going off of what AJ said, I feel like I'm very clear on what's the best next step for LTD, and surplus, and that feels very clear to me. However, if we feel like there's some bumps in the road, I appreciate Stephen bringing up that we're saying, hey, there's a lot of people with some unrest, and Carl, I appreciate you thinking outside the box and saying, well, let's see how we can do things a little differently to solve this. What I would say to you, AJ and Mark, is that this sounds to me like we could have done some crisis communication. It's almost like Transit Tomorrow, when people said, how dare you cut all these routes when it, of course, nothing was determined, and that definitely wasn't what was happening. And so how can you take this opportunity to get that crisis communication plan just really tight and apply it to situations like this so that we're not in these muddy waters right now? That would just be something I hope that you guys work with Pat Walsh on, because we're constantly having to deal with these leaks or false information or whatever, and then we get bombarded with emails. So how are we supposed to be handling that? Don, but anyways, more conversation on that. I know we got to wrap things up. I just wanted to put that in there that I feel very confident moving forward, declaring that property surplus. And I'm glad that we had the conversation to clear what seemed a little muddy. That's it.
Thanks, Caitlin. Josh, I know you raised your hand up again, but I think in the interest of time, we would try to see if we can get to a quick consensus.
Carl, it's just a one quick follow-up for AJ, if can. I just need to know if there was explicit conversation about selling the property to the city of Eugene. I mean, like, that was, AJ, what you said was super helpful, but I didn't hear that.
Yeah, okay, so I what I do want to say is, and sorry, I misspoke. It wasn't Matt Roberts, it was Matt Rodriguez. I just... presentation by Matt Roberts and then forgot, but Matt Rodriguez. What I will say is, if the city was interested in the whole parcel, yes, but I was very clear that we are not interested in parceling it out to them. Not interested, because that's what their interest was, to buy a small section. And I said, we're not going to have a park adjacent to it and then be stuck with this property. So I was very clear about that. I think Joe, if he could just has said, we're not parceling this out and selling a portion to the city for a park adjacent to us. They have never expressed an interest in the 5 acres.
Hey, that's helpful. That's what I needed. Thank you.
The way I propose that we handle this issue, and I'd like to see if there's consensus from the board on this, is that AJ, I like how you spoke about this issue earlier. I wonder, could you, in your general manager remarks, kind of talk about this in a kind of a educating kind of way? And then when it comes to the time, when we get to the announcements and adjustments to the board agenda, if someone could move to table the property disposal, then I think that's a way to go. What do people think?
Table or move it up?
I would say table. But I don't know where do people stand on this.
I want to hear from Stephen, because I think he brought up a valid point about addressing concerns and making the public feel heard. So Stephen, what do you think?
I think Carl just came up with a very good approach, which I appreciate. I think if we table it, with a comment that we are tabling it to give the community an opportunity to engage with the board, engage with AJ, engage with the city, engage with whoever they want to for a certain amount of time, I think that makes sense.
And there'll be a plenty of public comment tonight about that. So you guys will hear a little more. So,
Stephen, do you want to make that motion to table it? Are you comfortable with that?
I am, but if anyone else would like to make it, I'm happy to, but if someone else would, I'm happy to yield.
I like how you phrased it, Stephen, especially with the additional part about the engagement later. So it's not just tabling, it's tabling plus, and I think that's really good. Any other quick comments?
I can make a motion. I'm happy to do that. I think that with the, I'd like to make a motion that the board have Carl make comments tonight ahead of public comment regarding this area of development, and that we table the vote regarding categorizing it as surplus for at least 1 month.
Oh, we just have to come to consensus on in the executive session because.
Well, yeah. Fine, Carl. What do you want me to say?
But I'm glad you agree. but just making sure. So it sounds like Emily's on board. Sounds like Stephen's on board. Caitlin, sounds like you're on board. Josh, I couldn't tell.
I think it sounds fine. I mean, I guess I just want to hear from the folks who. I mean, I don't know if like AJ, Joe, Randy. I mean, like this means we won't be able to advance it, advance the property until we have another executive session potentially, and then another public meeting. So if we wanted to move forward, I mean, I realize that there's a sort of like extra weight to tabling the thing altogether, to tabling that agenda item. But if it really doesn't mean that we are putting it up for sale, we're merely declaring it surplus, and then we can enter into negotiations, I don't know why we can't just tell the community that. If people think that we've sort of fallen behind on the communication enough that we need to do it, then I support that. Do people have thoughts? Do we need the extra dramatic action?
I think it's about optics, Josh. I think by tabling it and letting people know that we're looking for a discussion, I think that gives all of us, it gives GM AJ and Mark, who are on the front lines, some cover. It gives the board, who has heard loud and clear from a lot of folks, some cover. And frankly, I don't think it makes a big difference if we label it surplus today, tomorrow, 2 months from now. I don't think that is material in the scope of what's going on.
Okay. You convinced me. I'm with you. Sounds good.
Cool. Don, just make sure, because you haven't spoken yet, just consensus on
it. You know, I can join a consensus on this. I'm no problem with that. I'd like to explore just a little bit more, maybe with Joe, is that there's a cost to just holding the property there. I assure him it's insurance or something, but I would guess that it's a very minimal cost, you know, for a month, 2, 6 months even, but could I hear a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, if you got time, but it's there's not a lot of cost. I mean, there's some maintenance cost, but really, we're not in a rush. We're just, as a team, we just are keeping things moving and progressing. So there's no real rush. There's just the lost opportunity of recouping money used to buy it.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, you know, at the whim of the market. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Joe. It sounds like we have a plan. So so AJ is going to go over some of the kind of the procedural history, some of the past engagements we've done, and then in her general comments. And then in addition to some of the other comments she's going to make, and then we'll have a board member. It sounds like, I couldn't remember, was it Stephen or Emily? One of the two. I'll let you find it out. We'll make a motion. That's, I think it was Stephen, right? Yes, Stephen's going to make it. And then we'll go from there. Great. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Kristen, too. So Kristen, a really quick procedural question. When we reconvene for the next executive session, is that the point where I could just ask a board member to move us into that session? Because I know we're kind of doing, okay, we'll do that. Okay, great. I believe everyone has the information for the next meeting. So I'll go ahead and see you there. Staff and everyone else, thank you. And we will see you at the meeting later tonight. Thank you.